Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be with you here today on this beautiful 23rd day of May, and I hope that it's finding you rested, rejoicing, and refreshed. All right, so we are almost done. We have two more chapters left of Exodus. I'm going to read the first half of Exodus chapter 39. Verses 1 through 21 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Of the blue, purple, and scarlet, they made finely worked garments for ministering in the holy place and made the holy garments for Aaron as Yahweh had commanded Moses. He made the ephod of gold, blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twined linen. They beat the gold into thin plates and cut it into wires to work it in with the blue, the purple, the scarlet, and the fine linen, the work of the skillful workmen. They made shoulder straps for it, joined together. It was joined together at the two ends, the skillfully woven band that was on it, with which to fasten it on, was of the same piece, like its work, of gold, of blue, purple, scarlet, and fine twisted linen, as Yahweh commanded Moses. They worked the onyx stones enclosed in settings of gold, engraved with the engravings of a signet according to the names of the children of Israel. He put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod to be stones of memorial for the children of Israel, as Yahweh commanded Moses. He made the breastplate the work of a skillful workman, like the work of the ephod of gold, of purple, of blue, scarlet, and fine twined linen. It was square. They made the breastplate double. Its length was a span, and its width a span, being double. They set it in four rows of stones. A row of ruby, topaz, and beryl was the first row, and the second row a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald, and the third row a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in gold settings. The stones were according to the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, everyone according to his name for the 12 tribes. They made on the breastplate chains like cords of braided work of pure gold. They made two settings of gold and two gold rings and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastplate. They put the two braided chains of gold and the two rings at the end of the breastplate. The other two ends of the two braided chains they put on the two settings and put them on the shoulder straps of the ephod in its front. They made two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of the breastplate on its edge, which was toward the side of the ephod inward. They made two more rings of gold and put them on the two shoulder straps of the ephod underneath in its front, close by its coupling, above the skillfully woven band of the ephod. They bound the breastplate by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a lace of blue, that it might be on the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not come loose from the ephod, as Yahweh commanded Moses. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, we thank you for the precision. We thank you for the direction. We thank you for the instructions for creating this breastplate. And we thank you so much that we have the breastplate of righteousness that we can wear every single day. And we've got all sorts of weapons and things to help us battle against the evil one who wants to steal and kill and destroy us. Lord, we just put all those on today, the full armor of God. And we particularly focus on that breastplate of righteousness, that we have been made righteous through the blood of you and your sacrifice on the cross. Lord, for the person who has regrets, I pray for a release of freedom and forgiveness and grace. Lord, your grace is sufficient for them because your power is made more perfect in their weaknesses. And Lord, we're going to choose to boast about our weaknesses, that your power may rest with us. And we're going to be well content with weaknesses, with insults, with difficulties, with persecutions, for Christ's sake, because when we are weak, then we are strong. And so, Lord, we just rest in your righteousness today. You have covered us with your rightness and righteousness. You have set us free from the laws of sin and death. You have forgiven us as far as the east is from the west. And in this very moment, as I'm praying this prayer, the glorious part of it all is that I am free and clean and able and loved and noticed and all of those things, Lord. So I am so grateful for that. And we just want to live our lives not merely in retrospect of what you have done, because you've done so much, but also with this holy anticipation of what you will do next. So clothe us with righteousness today. Help us to walk in that cleanness and freedom today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Deborah Ann Saint. She is the author of The Elephant Gospel. And if you go to theelephantgospel.com, you will find that she is going to give you 6 free chapters that she reads, the audio version of that particular book. So if you'd like to try it out before you physically buy the copy on Amazon, you can do that. This is a book that she's written because she was tired of the legalism. She was tired of all of these just feelings of guilt and constant condemnation. And she just wanted to understand what the real gospel was like. She asks us these questions. Are you plagued by unrelieved feelings of guilt? Are you struggling to feel and believe you're truly forgiven? Boy, that has everything to do with what I prayed today. With a clear conscience after failures that seem too great to overcome. Have you ever been in that place? Wondering if you can ever really believe that God actually truly does love you, accepts you, and has truly, truly, truly forgiven you. Have you doubted God's plan for the worst things in your life to be used for good? Do you think that your sin debt is too great to ever really be forgiven or be redeemed? Do you feel hopeless because of sexual sins or a history of abuses, addictions, or abortions? Tired of years of recovery with the religion part of it not working? And so if you are tired of all those things, if you've answered those questions, then pick up the book, The Elephant Gospel by Deborah Ann Saint, wherever books are sold. And again, you can find a chapter at theelephantgospel.com. Deborah, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you want to be a sponsor of the show, we have some slots opening up. You can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com.